We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. News stories were generated by AI. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-02.
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Peter Appleyard on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with a familiar old song called This Masquerade. We're lost in this masquerade. We started this program off with Lex de Azevedo and Yesterday's Songs, originally by Neil Diamond. How are you? I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to the second show of the 10th season of Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Good to be with you once again, and happy to provide your soundtrack for an afternoon or morning or evening or whenever you're listening of your time. So thank you for joining us. I think that made sense. Well, let's check out the holidays of the day that you're supposed to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but that's why they're there, so you can celebrate them. So why not do it? Beginning with May 30th, we're at the end of May 2025 already. Good grief. Meteorological summer starts this weekend. That's wonderful. May 30th, break out your bingo daubers. It's National Creativity Day. I don't know what bingo daubers have to do with it, but it's a nod to artists, inventors, and anyone who has ever glued macaroni to paper and called it modern art. It's also Loomis Day, commemorating Malan Loomis, who, before Marconi, envisioned wireless communication in the 1800s. And it is also Mint Julep Day, in case you need some bourbon in your creativity. May 31st is, as the month ends, it's World No Tobacco Day, which takes a serious tone, but you can also celebrate Speak in Complete Sentences Day. So OMG, BRB, LOL is frowned upon, so you can say, oh my goodness, be right back, laugh out loud. Not that that makes sense. Meanwhile, it's also National Macaroon Day, not to be confused with the French delicacy, the macaron. Macaron, something like that. That's a whole nother drama. But the macaroon, of course, has coconut lovers drooling, and I'm not one of them. June 1st, National Say Something Nice Day challenges cynics everywhere to compliment someone without sarcasm. That's a true test of character. Global Day of Parents reminds us where to send those belated thank you cards. But the oddball winner of June 1st is Dare Day. Observed mostly in the South, it's a day for harmless mischief, triple dog dares, questionable food combinations, or asking your boss for a raise using interpretive dance. Why not? June 2nd, National Leave the Office Early Day gets your inbox anxiety, but hey, who's clock watching anyway? It's also I Love My Dentist Day, so if you're leaving the office early, you might as well go there. And, you know, perfect for those who like one-sided conversations and suction hoses. And yes, Yell Fudge at the Cobras in North America Day exists, a group created created by a group in Indiana. It's a fake holiday with the purpose of yelling fudge at noon to ward off cobras, not that there are any in Indiana. June 3rd is National Egg Day, celebrating the ovular powerhouse of protein, and it's also Repeat Day. It's also Repeat Day. It's also Repeat Day, celebrating the joy of doing things twice, not three times. That's, just do it twice. You see what happened there. It's also Chimborazo Day, Chimborazo, marking the summit in Ecuador that's technically closer to space than Everest. It's science, not altitude. June 4th is Hug Your Cat Day, assuming your cat is emotionally available. It's also Old Maid's Day, throwing back to honoring unmarried women post-World War II. And it sparks the debate of turning the page here. Occasional awkward brunch toast. But the weirdest of all of that day is International Corgi Day, where short legs reign supreme and memes flood social media. Good luck escaping that. And finally, June 5th is World Environment Day, bringing global awareness and to sustainability. It pairs well with Hot Air Balloon Day, somehow not ironic. And then there's National Moonshine Day, which is a do-it-yourself distillery sort of thing. So there you go. Be kind, hug a corgi, and remember, yelling fudge might be the weirdest public safety strategy ever devised, but it keeps the cobras away. Here's Ronnie Aldridge, I Got a Name. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
relaxing and easy, is your summertime radio companion.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with a familiar tune there from 1968. That's Classical Gas by Mason Williams. A wonderful tune by a man who wrote the theme to the Smothers Brothers program, actually. The Fifth Dimension before that with Wedding Bell Blues, a big hit for them. Pat Valentino did a version of that beforehand. Sven Lebeck in there with I Get Around, and Ronnie Aldridge started that set with I Got a Name. I Got a Name, I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here is Paul Marriott. If It's Magic, a Stevie Wonder tune, covered by Helen Reddy, I believe, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Nelson Riddle takes us to the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for more here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy right after this.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Lex de Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. She loves you. Yeah, 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 she loves you. Before that, Werner Muller and You're a Lady, and Nelson Riddle and his orchestra with the theme from Route 66. All good music here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it's time for a mix of athletic feats, extreme endurance, and quirky Guinness World Record moments. Yes, beginning with Luke Littler. At just 18, Luke the Nuke Littler has taken the darts world by storm. In May, he was awarded 3 Guinness World Records, including youngest winner of the PDC World Darts Championship at 17 years and 348 days, highest average in a debut match at the championship, 106.2, and the youngest person to win a match at the event, 16 years and 333 days. Wow, I think that was over a couple of different Mays, I would think. Littler received his certificates in Manchester and continues to captivate fans with his exceptional talent. Meanwhile, on May 27th, the day I'm recording this, Isaac Rollins, a 25-year-old assistant PGA professional from The Grove, embarked on a grueling 32-hour continuous golf session at Lofoten Links in Norway, aiming to break the Guinness World Record. Playing in a constant daylight above the Arctic Circle, Rollins sought to surpass the previous best of 31 hours for an official record while raising funds for the Macmillan Cancer Support, a charity personally significant to him. Meanwhile, Chilean wingsuit pilot Sebastian Alvarez set new world records on March 27th, just a couple months ago, for the fastest speed reached in a wingsuit at 550 kilograms an hour, or kilometers an hour. The greatest absolute distance flown in a wingsuit is 53.45 kilometers, or kilometers. Yeah, that's great. Nepalese mountaineer Kami Rita Sherpa achieved his 30th ascent of Mount Everest in May, May 22nd of last year, actually, breaking his own world record for the most ascents in the world's highest peak. The remarkable achievement underscores his enduring strength and dedication to mountaineering, which is just nuts. Meanwhile, David Rush is still holding the most concurrent records, and we will find out more next hour what record he has broken this week. Here's John Fox. Can't get it out of my head. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Is your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
Relaxing and easy. smooth, relaxing, and easy. Frank Chaxfield there with The Seduction. Jerry Wallace and the Jewels before that with Primrose Lane. Jerry Toth in there with the To Wait for Love is to Waste Your Life Away. George Martin and his orchestra with the Beatles tune And I Love Her. And John Fox with Can't Get It Out of My Head. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT in Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio. So there you go. And whenever you're listening, we're glad to have you with us. And we have time for one more, I believe. Here's Floyd Kramer. Tijuana Brass will take us up to the top of the hour. I'm Eric O'Brien. I can say my own name. Stay with us for hour number two. Maybe I'll learn to talk by then.
is G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3.